beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. That's how the gospel according to Mark starts. Very stark, no angels, no shepherds, no visit between Mary and Elizabeth. Just a bit. What? Did somebody? Oh my goodness, it appears we have company.
Oh, how are you? Hello. How are you? Hello. Ralph. Hello. Hi. Hi, hello. Hi. How are you? You guys can come on down front if you like. Oh, look at this. Look at this group. Hey, how are you? Are you surprised to see me? Oh, I bet. Oh, it's been a long journey. All the way from Myra. Quite a trip. How about all the children come down the front so you can see? Oh, you can come up closer than that. Just come up right in here. Yeah, that's good. Oh. First question I have is, how many of you are going to be able to guess how old I am? Hey, you want to take a guess? How old? That's a good answer. 48. A nice even number. Actually, I'd like for you to use your fingers. All right? Do this, number one. Then do this, number seven. And then do two zeros. What number is that? 1,700 years old. Is that hard to imagine? It really is. In about 300 years, I'll be 2,000 years old. Knock on wood. Does anyone know what's in this box? You don't? When I was a little boy, your age, I had an uncle who was a bishop. And he always worked very carefully to keep me engaged during the time of Advent. That's what this is all about, isn't it? The Advent wreath and the candles. It's a time of waiting. What are we waiting for? God to appear on earth in the form of Jesus Christ. Isn't that amazing? Can you imagine how excited Mary must have been during this last few weeks of her pregnancy with the baby? She was probably wondering, what is this baby going to look like? Will his feet be big or little? Whose smile will he have? Who will he look like? What will his laugh sound like when he giggles and laughs? That would be amazing. And to wait. So to keep me entertained while I was waiting, my uncle would play a game. Would you like to play a game so we can find out what's in this box? All right. Let's do that. Here's the game. You have to guess what the object is and who uses that object. Now, a long, long, long time ago, we used these. And what is this? Shout it out. A fishing net. And who would use a fishing net? Yeah, these people are too smart. How about this? Man, you're genius. Do all of you go to school? Okay, that's what it is. You're going to school. You must know something. And if you guys know something, you can answer too. And who uses a brush? A painter's. Yes, an artist. And an artist who uses paint. That's great. All right, here's a tricky one. Shh, nothing from the choir. What is this box? It's a what? A little temple. Well, watch this, if I can get it open. There's a little thing inside. What? Already got it. Metronome. It goes tick, 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 tick to set the time for the musicians to play their music by. Isn't that amazing? I'm not going to be able to fool you guys. I'm going to have to pull something more difficult. Ooh, my back. How about this? You already know. The good guess, good guess. It's a measurement tool. Does anyone know what this is called? Ah, calipers. And that is one of the biggest ones I've ever seen. That could measure your brain, couldn't it? All right. All right. How about this? Oh, this is going to be a heavy one. Oh, look at that. Whew. It's a long metal thing. It's got a handle in the back. What is this? Who would use this? Anyone know? It's got a sharp blade that comes through the bottom on a hole. Yeah, she's right. Who would use this? I heard an answer. A carpenter would use this, and it's called a plane. But it's not the type that you fly in, is it? It's just the type that you make boards smooth. So that's right. That's right. Okay. Oh, I have to ask you these because you guys are from Texas. And I know this is going to be fun. I've got three tools. And what are they? What's the first one? A brand. This girl's a cowgirl, I can tell. What letter is on there? A W. So there's the W for Waco. And this is a tool. A cowboy hat. And who would wear this? A cowboy or a cowgirl. And these were useful to keep the sun off your head. Also dip water. You could carry water in your hat. So it was a good protection device, a great tool. And who knows what that is? A lasso. You can't put one over on this group of people. They're pretty smart. All right. Oh, look at this. Who would use this? What is it? A mouse? Is it a church mouse? Yeah, that's what it is, all right. All right. Hey, how about these tools? I'm going to show you two or three different kinds of the similar type of thing. All right. These tools. What are they called? The middle one's going to be a dynamite. You won't believe it, but you're almost right. All right, do you know what it is? A bomb, because it's made of metal. All right, adults, you may have to help us. Youth, what are these? Whoop, got a pretty good answer there. How about this? Listen. What about this one? And what about this one? You know what it sounds like? Crazy. It's a jackal. Actually, these three, there we go. That's our answer. You know what's hidden behind those metal pipes up there? Hundreds and hundreds of these, all different sizes and types and shapes. And they make all kinds of sounds depending on what the organist pulls and pushes. So some are low, some are high, and some are kind of what I call squawky. And if you look at the back of the church, there's a whole bunch of organ pipes at the back. Isn't that neat? That's right. Just like these. All different sizes. Just like you. All right. I've got something that's kind of fun. Ooh, how about this? What is this? Oh, we know lots of answers. What do you think? It's a rake, a pitchfork? Yep, that's right. And who would use this? Farmers. And people who have to shovel the hay around in the barn. You know, I've thought a lot about Mary and Joseph. And they were very, very poor. So I doubt that Joseph even had one of these, because he probably didn't have a donkey. I believe that Mary didn't have a donkey to travel. She traveled by foot. Check that out. See what you think. Now, speaking of people who use farm implements, I've got one thing over here that you may not have seen before. Oh, what is this called? Ah, we're getting close. A cane, a shepherd's cane. A staff. And there's the correct answer. This is a real life. It's very tall, isn't it? This is a shepherd's staff, and the shepherd would use it with what kind of animal? With sheep. That's exactly right. Now, do you know the 1700? I want you to pull your two zeros together and make like binoculars. And I want you to look around at all of the stained glass windows and look and see if you see anybody with a shepherd's staff. Anyone with a shepherd's staff? Which one? The big tall one? Oh, that's it. High five. Or 1700, whatever comes first. That's right. This is a shepherd's staff. And that is the picture of Jesus. And what is he holding? And what's in the other arm? A lamb, a sheep. Do you see any similarities between this and this one? Do you see they're about the same, aren't they? Yeah, this one has a pointy thing. That's for killing snakes. Did you know that? That's where that came from. You have to protect yourself. This has become the symbol for the bishop. That's why I am referred to as Saint Nicholas, the Bishop of Myra. That's on the Mediterranean coast, what it is now, you call it Turkey, the land of Turkey, the country of Turkey. So that's where I was born and raised, and now that's where I was the bishop for many, many years until my retirement. And now, do you see the two? Now I have a major question. Here's my question. What item at Christmas reminds you of these shepherd's crooks and staffs and this bishop's crozier? You know? Ah, did you hear it? Did you hear her answer? The candy cane. That is exactly right. That is a good answer. So today, when you go through your store and you shop for Christmas and you look over there on the shelf and you see a candy cane, you know who you need to think of? Nicholas, who carried the staff of the bishop. And that's where your candy cane came from. Isn't that neat to now know that that story is probably close to 2,000 years old? And so it's a tradition that goes back a long way. So here's what I would like for you to do. I would like for you to see now what's inside the box. And as you return to your seat, I would like for you to take a candy cane. But here's the rule. You must not take one and only one. You must take two candy canes. One is for you to keep and to eat when you have some fun time to do it. And the second one, I beg of you to give away as a gift to someone that does not have one. And if you like, you can tell the St. Nicholas story about where that candy cane came from. And the legend that in your church, there's a picture of a shepherd with a sheep. And that's where that cane of candy came from. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Remember to tell the story. And bless you, bless you, bless you. Peace. Bless you, bless you. Here. Yes.
Oh my God. These are like.
Yeah. Hello. Yeah. Take two. Tell the story.